Herb Schultz is the regional director of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for California and the surrounding states and territories. Part of his job is guiding and promoting implementation of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the official name of the bill passed by Congress last year. One of its most immediate effects, Schultz told the gathering at the Sonoma County Indian Health Project facility in Santa Rosa, has been a surge in new patients at community health centers.
Two-thirds of the individuals going into our health centers are racial and ethnic minorities, and a third of the folks that utilize health centers are children. The Affordable Care Act makes a historic $11 billion investment to grow the community clinic system to ensure that people have good, high-quality medical homes in their communities.
Dr. Jason Cunningham is medical director for the West County Health Centers in Guerneville, Forestville, Occidental, and Sebastopol, which has been actively implementing the medical home concept over the past decade.
We're on the leading edge of something that's transformative, which is this patient-centered medical home. And the concept around the medical home is that we need to do things differently. We need to go beyond urgent care, episodic care, into a way that we can relate to patients, to be able to inspire patients, to be able to coach patients, rather than just treating them in sickness.
This concept is now well established in much of Northern California and is gathering momentum nationally, adds Dr. Mary Maddox-Gonzalez. She's the CEO of the Redwood Community Health Coalition, a network of local health centers in Sonoma, Marin, Napa, and Yolo counties.
In that area alone, 186,000 patients receive their primary care at these community health centers. Here in Sonoma County, it's even higher, where we're seeing just under 1 in 4.
Yet even as these gains are being made, budget cuts at the state and federal levels are threatening further growth and expansion of the community health centers. Even, Maddox-Gonzalez says, when that will result in higher costs over time.
Some of the cuts that are being made are short-term savings but will result in longer-term costs, such as dental care being cut. We see it with some of the programs that allow seniors and people with disabilities to live at home. When those services aren't available, they end up going to long-term care facilities, which are so much more expensive and really are not the same quality of care for that individual, frail elderly, as being at their own home.
That's one reason why Carmela Castellano-Garcia, president of the California Primary Care Association, is embarking on a more aggressive marketing campaign for community health care centers across the state.
We are undertaking efforts creating a brand promise for community health centers so that we can mobilize and unify our marketing efforts to ensure that more people do know about the great care that we provide.
The issue boils down to access, says Dr. Maddox-Gonzalez, and that's important to everyone.
It's a critical public health issue. Lack of health insurance is the sixth leading cause of death in this country. We need change that will really affect this very important health issue, which is lack of access to care, lack of access to health insurance.
Another National Health Center Week event is coming up Wednesday evening. It's the opening of a new community wellness center in Forestville. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.